Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Script Blast Screenwriting Podcast with Hudson Phillips. I am said Hudson Phillips. I'm a screenwriter and producer from Atlanta, Georgia, and my goal is to help you write better screenplays and write a better life. The theme for season one of the podcast is productivity, all about how to get your butts in a seat and get the writing done. Today, we're going to be talking with Jennifer Blanchard all about mindset, which is basically how to redefine your past experiences in a more positive light and convince yourself and others that you are worthy of your screenwriting career. Jennifer is a speaker and success mindset coach for emerging writers and the best-selling author of almost a dozen books now available on Amazon, including The Pro Writer Mindset, What It Really Takes to Be a Best-Selling Author. Jennifer is super smart. We had a great conversation all around the concept of mindset, and she's really put it to practice in her everyday life and has the results to show for it. So let's join in. Jennifer, thank you for joining me and chatting today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited about this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like a thing that, I've seen you mention the term mindset a lot, and I've seen you obviously write books about that kind of thing. It seems like a big focus for your coaching group. So first, tell us, like, what does mindset mean to you?
I mean, mindset to me means it's how you're thinking, it's how you're believing, and it's how you're feeling. And basically what all of that is causing you to do externally, action-wise.
So how did you kind of come to your own personal mindset? Where are you at now? Give me a little background of maybe your the beginning of your writing journey and how that started and how it's changed over the years.
Sure. So my journey started a very long time ago. I was 11 years old when I decided I was going to be a writer, and I started writing officially. So I'd been doing stuff on and off, but I officially made that decision in middle school, and I started working on short stories and books and all that stuff. And at first, you know, it seemed really easy because you're a kid and you kind of have this unstoppable mindset that you're just going to make stuff happen and you don't worry about it, you know? And so I did. I mean, I wrote a novella. It was like 120 pages and at age 13, and that was so easy for me. It felt like I didn't have to even work for it. It was so simple.
Yeah. The idea of as a kid, you're kind of born with a mindset that you can do anything, and then kind of growing up strips all that away from you, right?
Yeah, totally. Especially high school.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like you just said, growing up, you kind of just lose that unstoppableness because you start to buy into more of the external things that you've been told and taught by other people and experiences that you've had and things like that. And so somehow I got into a point where I stopped believing in my ability to tell a story and to write fiction. And so as an adult, I was trying to get back into all of that. And it took me such a long time because I just had all this negative stuff built up, a lot of negative beliefs about myself, negative beliefs about the writing industry and about, you know, things people say about old writers are broke and you can't be a writer and it's not a real job and, you know, all the things that people tell you. And that kind of all just starts to get in your way, and it starts to become a reason for you to not show up for yourself and not do the things you say you want to do. So that was happening for me completely until 2015. And I had actually, at that point, I had published 3 books. So actually, no, 4 books at that point. So it's not like I hadn't done anything, but I felt like I had to work really, really hard for it. It was like pulling teeth almost, you know, like you just felt like everything felt so much like a struggle. It was so hard. And then in 2015, around August, I met a coach who started to do this. She did like a free training on mindset stuff. And I just participated in the training because I've always been interested in like mind stuff and just kind of, you know, it was just something that I thought would be fun. And so I did this challenge with her. And at the end of it, it was like my whole life had changed in that 7-day period because I felt like I had reconnected with that part of me that felt unstoppable, that part of me that knew that anything was possible and that you could do anything you set your mind to, which was something my mom always told me growing up. And I kind of just, I mean, obviously I believed it, but it wasn't like a conscious thing.
You were writing, you never gave up writing, that is. You've been writing since middle school and you were doing it, but it was that tension of having these beliefs about yourself and about the industry and about it being impossible that you were still not giving up and you were still moving through it, but it was kind of going through a sludge as opposed to gliding through it. Is that kind of how you would describe that portion of your life?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, there were definitely times when I wasn't writing. So I think especially between like when I graduated college and like between that and 2008, so about 3 years, I didn't really write at all because I was struggling hardcore with procrastination and fear and doubt and all these things. But a lot of it came down to that mindset that I didn't understand that I had, that negative mindset that like, you know, focusing on the wrong things and feeling like I was limited in some way by all the things I've been told. And then, you know, in 2015, when I met this coach and learned about how your mindset actually works, it really just allowed me to see like, oh, okay, I actually can have anything I want. I just have to find the way to program it into my mind and believe it. And once I can do that, then I can pretty much have anything.
Before connecting with this coach and before resetting your mindset, what was your mindset like? What are some of those fears that were coming up in your mind or some of those roadblocks? What were the things that you were focusing on that you shouldn't have been? Because I feel like a lot of people can relate to being in that place of, yes, I love writing, but gosh, procrastinating so easy. Gosh, it's so easy to make excuses. It's so easy to sleep in when I have a day off or go to the movies instead of write. And I feel like so much of that is based on mindset. But what is some of those specific, and maybe it's not even something that you're actually thinking about, it's just so deep ingrained, but if you had to describe where you were at pre kind of going through this coaching session, where were you at?
Well, I would say before all of that, I didn't have a deeper motivation. So I kind of was surface level motivation based. So it was like seeing a book be published, like that was my surface level motivation. And so that really in itself wasn't enough to drive me to actually do the work, to sit down, to force myself to move through all the fear and the doubt and all that stuff. And it wasn't until I started to do the mindset stuff that I started to come to more of a deeper understanding of the motivation behind me as a writer. And that is just the fact that what I say, doing my soul work makes my life work, which basically is like, if I do my writing, everything else just works naturally for me, because that is the thing I'm meant to be doing. And so when I found that deeper motivation for myself, it really made a big difference in overcoming all of those other things, because I was kind of able to focus myself on, okay, well, I might feel like this in the moment, but I know that if I just do my writing, I'll feel better afterward. And I know that that's going to just create good momentum and good things going forward.
Mm. Yeah. Like, once you had found your purpose, then you knew that you had to do that. It's funny. That's a lot of the first episode of the podcast. I kind of told my story a little bit of finding my purpose and how important that was for me, that I was in the same place, that yes, I was writing, but without finding that deeper meaning and that deeper connection, it was always a struggle and it was always kind of uphill. And once I found that, then I found like the momentum really, really picking up when I realized, which for me was really connecting it to my own personal story and being able to tell that story through my writing and the things that I had experienced.
Yeah, exactly. Just it changes everything to know like that this isn't just something I want to do, but it's something that I have to do because it's just who I am.
So tell me, what are some of the practical ways that you changed that mindset for yourself?
Well, from that challenge that I did with that coach, basically from there, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to have a daily mindset practice that I was going to do every single day, no matter what, forever going forward. And honestly, I really held up that commitment to myself. And I probably have only skipped a handful of days since then, because I know what a difference it makes for me, not only in the way I think all day, but then in how I feel and the results that I achieve because of that. And then just the general, you know, sense of like, I feel like I'm on that same vibration as all the things that I desire to have. And it just makes it feel so much easier when I'm not fighting against it. And when I'm really knowing that like, yeah, action is important, but action is really like 10% of the entire game. And 90% is your mindset. It's your belief. It's getting you to that point where you know, like this can happen and I don't have to worry. I just get to enjoy the process getting there and that enjoy that journey. And you know, really what it's supposed to be about, which is having fun and feeling good.
Yeah. So what's an average day like for you in terms of that mindset process?
So when I was first starting out, it was a lot harder because I wasn't used to it. So I would probably only do like 10 or 15 minutes each day. And that was really enough because that was all I could handle at that point. And it was like more than that felt like I couldn't do it. It's too much. At this point, I probably have anywhere from an hour to 3 hours a day where I work on my mindset. And that might seem extreme. And I don't say I do that every single day, but I would say for the most part, I'm spending at least an hour a day, if not more, most days. And that's just because I enjoy it. It feels really good to me. And then I know that it's going to make me have a ton of benefits going forward, not in just the way I feel, but then of course, in the way I'm going to show up, in the things I'm going to create, etc. So, so to me, it's like an important part. It's almost like people go to the gym to work out for an hour a day because they know that that's going to make them feel good and get the body they want and be healthy. And this is kind of the same thing. And I just sort of, some days I like to take it to the extreme. If I feel like I just might be having a down day, or I might feel like I might need more of it. And I've gotten to a place where I've just understood and committed to the fact that mindset is what makes everything else work. And so even though some days I'm like fighting myself because I'm like, oh, I should get started on this project or I should start working right now. It's like, no, I know for a fact that investing my time in my mindset is always going to reap benefits beyond what I'm even able to feel in the moment. So
yeah, I love that so much. And I think it's a thing that nobody really talks about in the writing world. And it sounds like something you're really honing in on, but that really that mindset time is just as important as the writing time and makes for a more successful writing time and makes for a successful career when you properly plan for it. Kind of like running for a marathon, I guess, you know, if you're not getting out there and practicing every day, you're not going to be able to do the time that you need to. So tell me, during that mindset time, this hour to 3 hours, what all is part of that? Is it, you know, you're being grateful for things in the past? Is it you're imagining the situations in the future? You're really feeling the emotions of those future wins? What all goes into that process for you?
So my process, and it's different every day as far as like the actions that I take, but as far as like the specifics of the process, there's really three parts. And the first part is clearing, which is like, okay, you're going to have all kinds of crap that's in your head on a constant basis because we're always subjected to the world around us. And so there's nothing we can do about that, but we can every day clear the stuff that no longer serves us. And so a big part of my process every day is doing that. It's freestyle journaling, it's meditation, it's things that allow me to clear out old ways of thinking, old stuck beliefs, stuff that's no longer serving me, you know, that kind of thing. And after I've done that, then I feel really clear. I'm like, okay, I can move on to the next part. Then I set intentions. So it's really about, okay, what am I now choosing to have true for me? What am I now choosing to, you know, intend for today or for this week or this project or whatever it is I'm focusing on? And then after that, it's really visualizing. So it's okay, I intended all this stuff and now I'm going to visualize and feel as if this is already true for me and, you know, just do whatever I can to bring that feeling in and raise my vibration to that level so that I can match the frequency of those things that I desire. So, so that's really the three parts, and how I do all of that really depends on the day. So I like to mix it up. I'm not very good at routine or doing the same thing over and over again. So I'll definitely, mix it up and I'll do different things to just make sure that I'm enjoying myself and not doing it because I feel like I should.
No, that's all fantastic. And I love that kind of three-part structure because you can adjust it to who you are and to what you're doing and to really what you feel like that day. But the important part is to just do it every single day.
Right. Even if it's 5 minutes, it makes a big difference.
So, you know, I'm 40 years old. And so for 40 years, certain things have been ingrained in my mind. And that's a really hardship to turn around. So what do you say to somebody who is, and I feel like what's born into us, whether we're 20 or whether we're 40 or whether we're 80, is basically all the same. But what do you say to somebody who is like, I don't know how to turn this ship around because I've believed this for so long. I don't know how to believe something else. What do you say to somebody that feels like they're just stuck?
Well, first, I would definitely say you're not stuck because you always have a choice in how you choose to feel, how you choose to look at things, what you choose to think and believe. One of my favorite mindset and spiritual teachers, Abraham Hicks, always says a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And so, and I actually have that, like I painted it on this canvas and I have it in my apartment because I just truly believe that. And that to me is like, okay, that says I can reprogram anything. It doesn't matter where I'm at, doesn't matter how long I've been believing it. Now, yeah, if you've been doing it for a long time, you might feel a little set in your ways, but it's still possible to change if you want to. So first you have to actually want to. If you don't actually want to, then you're not going to do the work to change. And so you have to really get yourself to a point where you're like, I want this. I want to be different, even if I don't know how to be different right now. It's really has to have that desire behind it. And then after that, it's really just, okay, working with your subconscious mind, because that's where the reprogramming really has to happen. That's where all the beliefs that are making your life work the way it is right now, that's where they're all stored. That's where they're kind of running in the background on their own. So it's really working with your subconscious mind. And so for that, I would say definitely focusing on the two times a day, or three times rather, but two mostly, when your subconscious mind is most active, which is first thing when you wake up and right immediately before you go to sleep. So when I first started this mindset stuff, I was doing basically reading my beliefs, setting my intentions, doing my meditation stuff immediately upon waking up and immediately before going to bed. And I was doing that every single night over and over and over again, and every single morning over and over again, because I knew that if I could just get this stuff into my subconscious, that everything would start to become easier, and that it would start to actually transform the way I was thinking. And it takes time. So you can't like do this for 5 days and then think it's going to be better. Like it takes time, and it definitely takes longer than you think it will. But when you have the desire to have that outcome and to have just a better way of thinking and believing about yourself and about your writing life and everything else, then you really can, you know, just commit to it. And then every day, even if it's 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes before you go to bed, you can reprogram those beliefs, and eventually it will happen. And then it'll be easier as you go forward, because once you've transformed, you know, several beliefs, you can start to transform more, and you can start to believe that you can transform more.
I love that. So tell us some of your big wins that you feel have happened in the past few years as a result of changing your mindset.
Well, the biggest thing that happened was that I had the most killer year in 2016 with my books. Not only did I write and publish more books than ever before, but I also sold more books than ever before. And I really truly felt like, okay, I can call myself an author who makes money from her books. And I had never had that experience before. I also hit number one on Amazon in my category 3 times that year, which was amazing, and something that I up until that point hadn't even believed was possible for me. So it was kind of just incredible. And really, if you think about it, that all started around February of 2016, when all that kind of started going down. And I had only started working on my mindset daily in August 2015. So how many months was that? Like maybe 6-7 months, not even that long. So this can work really fast if you commit to doing it consistently and doing it every day. So 2016 was a great year for me. And then I started focusing on other things and, you know, wasn't as focused on like, okay, you know, I'm going to just focus on my books, but I'm still consistently making book sales because of that energy that I'd already built up and that momentum. And now I've stepped into what I call my ultimate writing dream, which is being a Hollywood screenwriter and wanting to get my stories out there visually, which is something that I always dreamed about from age 11, when I started to read Nicholas Sparks books and see them turn into movies and thought, wow, I want to do that. And so last year I wrote 2 screenplays, and that was like, I had never even given myself permission to even attempt that before. So, I know that it was this mindset work and these changing my beliefs and just knowing that I could change what I believed was possible and I could take action on it because of that. I just know that the mindset thing was what finally got me to that place where I would be willing to even admit what my big writing dream was.
Yeah. Let me ask you a tough question that I have a feeling a lot of people ask, which is, how do you know if what you're focusing on is too big or too grand? How do you know you're not being delusional about your goals?
Well, I don't believe anything is delusional, to be honest, because I know that we have an unlimited possibility universe where anything can happen if you believe that it can. And you are the only person that has to believe that it can. Doesn't matter what anyone else believes. If you believe it, then it can happen for you because you believe it. And that's just how it is. So I honestly don't believe in that. Now, I'm not going to say that people don't tell me I'm delusional all the time, because they do, especially my family. I'm always, always hearing that. So when it comes to whether something is too big or too small, I would really say it's more about where your belief is at the moment. So your belief might be to a place where it's just too big for you to believe that you could do it. And so in that case, rather than trying to convince yourself of it, you would just say, I'm on my way to blah, blah, blah. So instead of being like, I'm a best-selling author, if you're not there yet, you haven't even published a book yet, you're not even like on that same thing. And of course, that makes it hard to believe it because you're like, yeah, right, I'm not a bestselling author. But you could say, I'm on my way to being a bestselling author. And that's easier to believe. And so if you can kind of just, I mean, the best way to do it is really see how it feels when you say it. So if it's like, if you say, I'm a bestselling author, and that feels true to you and it feels really good to you, then you can just start there. But if you say that and you're like, no, I feel like a phony, it feels like a lie, like it's not true, then you can say something like, I'm on my way to being a bestselling author. I believe that it's possible for me. I know that if other people can do it, so can I. It's like looking for ways that you can kind of make it feel better for you. And then the more you do that, the more you start to believe it. And then eventually you'll get to a point where you just believe it. So like until 2016, I never believed it was possible for me. So I obviously believed it was possible for someone to do it because lots of people had, but I didn't believe it was possible for me until 2016 when I had a shift in my mindset around that and finally believed, okay, yes, it's possible for me. And that is really the key thing, is that you believe it's possible for you, whatever it is. Doesn't matter if it's just publishing a book or getting your screenplay into Hollywood or whatever. It's, you have to believe that it's possible for you. And if you do, then it is.
Yeah, I love that language of I'm on my way to, and that there can be, just because you have this big giant goal doesn't mean that it's going to happen tomorrow, but you are on your way to it. And there are guideposts along the way that you can reach on your way. And I feel like that really helps with the, sometimes goals can feel so big that the more baby steps we put towards them, the kind of ladder, the steps going up towards it, the more real that it feels and the more accessible that it feels. So with a lot of this language, I know a lot of people scoff at the kind of the idea of the universe and of vibrations and of energy. How do you respond to those people who are kind of turned off by the flowery language of it all?
I just say, don't worry, don't use it. Don't, if that doesn't resonate with you, then just don't. I mean, really, because it has to resonate with you. If it doesn't, then it's not going to work because you're not going to do the work to make it work, basically. So if that doesn't resonate with you, if there's other things that you think, you know, resonate better, then focus on that instead. So like, if you don't, I mean, again, this is just a choice. So you can choose that, okay, what I've been told my whole life maybe might not actually be true, and that this might be something that I was told by someone else who didn't actually know. And so I'm always like, be open-minded, because you can always learn something, and there's always something available for you in that moment if you can just be open-minded. But if you think like it's too woo-woo to, you know, say the whole like universe thing, and that's fine, then really I would just focus on being positive and feeling good, because that is the key to everything anyway.
I think a big part of mindset is who we surround ourselves with. And so who is feeding into our mindset daily. So what do you do with someone who is surrounded by people that, and maybe it's family, maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a parent, who doesn't believe in them and doesn't speak that truth into them? What are some practical ways for those people to reset their thinking when they're constantly bombarded with negative thinking?
Well, first I would say, don't talk to those people about your writing. Don't talk to them about your dreams. Don't share that stuff with them. And yeah, I know it sucks because you probably want to. And I've experienced that, because my mom is kind of like that. She just has a negative mindset about everything. She looks for the bad in everything, and it's not her fault. That's just how she was raised. And so she doesn't know any different, and she hasn't ever questioned it. So, you know, in my mind, it's like, you're better off not sharing stuff with people like that. Not because, you know, I know like you want to, but at the same time, they're not going to understand you. They're just going to be negative about it, and it's not going to help you. So the way I do it is, I found people outside, the people I knew in my real life, mostly online, who had similar thinking to me. So, you know, whether I started my own Facebook group or whether I found other groups, I joined masterminds. I was part of, you know, groups like that where people thought like I did. And that helped me to really start to change the way I was thinking, even though the people around me weren't necessarily on that same thing. And now even I'm the black sheep pretty much everywhere I go. I mean, I'm used to that. It's kind of like, you know, I'm just different because I think differently, and I'm okay with that. And that was the other part, was just learning to be okay with who you are and knowing that your opinion is always the only one that matters. And the way you think and the way you believe is all that matters. And that we live in a universe where there's no assertion. So someone can't decide that you're not going to be successful and stop you from being successful. Like, it's impossible. They can't do it. So the only way they can is if they say stuff like that and you choose to believe it. So for me, it was really just knowing that and blocking out the things people were saying that didn't fit with where I was going, and just believing in my heart completely that I would prove them wrong at some point, and that I didn't have to even worry about it, because I knew that one day they would get on board. Because most people think you have to see it to believe it, but really we live in a world where you have to believe it to see it. So so I'm just, you know, I'm going to be the example and let people see what's possible. And then from there, they'll change their tune.
So is there anything that we haven't covered that you really feel like is an important part of mindset? I mean, I know we could probably talk for hours and go around in circles and keep repeating ourselves, but is there anything really important, that one thing you really like to get across to writers?
This one statement I would say that really will change everything if you take it to heart and start to live your life by it. And that is, feeling good is the point and the path. So feeling good is the entire point of everything you desire to have, whether it's a published book, whether it's a Oscar, whether it's a, you know, seeing your movie or seeing your story turn into a movie or being a bestseller, like whatever it is you think you want it because you think it's going to make you feel better to have it. So knowing that, rather than forcing yourself to do all this stuff that doesn't feel good on the way to trying to achieve that thing, it's knowing that the only way to achieve it is to find the feel good on the way there, because the journey is really the destination, and the destination isn't what you think it is, because when you get there, there's always something else you want. So it's, how can you enjoy your journey right now? What can you do right now that feels good to you? And maybe it's okay, you have to stop doing the novel writing. Like maybe you've been forcing yourself to work on novels because you think you should, but you're not enjoying it. Like that was me. I wrote novels because I thought I was supposed to, because that's, if I'm going to be an author, I have to write novels. But really, I always wanted to just be a screenwriter. I just didn't know how. And I, you know, it was like the furthest thing from my mind, because I just, it was felt so hard to me. So like impossible. Mm-hmm. So I just said, okay, I'll do novels because that's easier. Like I'd read novels my whole life. I'd read books and taken classes and all this stuff. But it wasn't until I realized that, like, why am I forcing myself to write novels if that doesn't really bring me the joy that I truly want, when I was basically forcing myself. So I would basically procrastinate more. I would avoid it. I would do all these excuses. Whereas last year, when I just gave myself permission to set that aside for a little while and just work on the screenplays, I ended up writing 2 screenplays and revising them. So like I submitted to 3 contests. I sent them for feedback from people. Like I made huge moves in my writing life last year because I stopped doing the thing that really didn't feel that great to me and allowed myself to just focus on the feel good path. So that's what I would say, if you take nothing else away, is other than do 5 minutes a day of mindset work, no matter what you do every day, just do something every day. And we can talk about, you know, specifics if you want to list some stuff out. But that would be that. And then also just finding your feel good, because that is really the whole point to the journey that you think you know, that you're taking, and that outcome you think you want. It's really more about how you think you're going to feel. So feel that way now and enjoy the journey while you get there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Absolutely love it. So we'll wrap up with 5 quick questions for you. So just off the top of your mind, what do you write?
I write everything. I write fiction, I write nonfiction, I write blog posts, I write Facebook messages, I write, you know, pretty much anything I feel like trying, I try. So novels, nonfiction books. I just wrote a book about manifesting with a couple of other authors. I had never done any kind of co-authoring before, so that was cool. And then screenplays is my newest thing that I've been doing and absolutely loving.
All right. What's your proudest accomplishment?
Oh gosh. My proudest accomplishment is quitting my day job to take my writing business full time, because that was something I'd always wanted to do, especially when I was a kid. Just, I'm not that I knew specifically that that's what I wanted, but I always knew I wanted to work for myself. And then in my corporate jobs, I started to realize what it is I wanted to do. And I'm so grateful to myself for making that leap, because even though it's not been the easiest ride since then, it's been 100% worth it.
How do you define success?
I define success as being happy, feeling good, and really that's probably and having freedom, I would say. Those are the 3 things that make me feel successful.
Great. What writers do you look up to and why?
Well, I would say I don't look up to people, because I think that kind of puts them on a pedestal and makes us feel like we're not good enough. So I would say the writers I look to, and just you know, mindset stuff there, right? The writers that I look to, obviously people that I admire, Nicholas Sparks, Sophie Kinsella, she's an amazing just chick lit writer and women's fiction writer, and I absolutely adore her and want to be just like her when I grow up. And and then as far as like screenwriters, I'm obsessed with Nora Ephron. Like, I know she's not around anymore, but I'm obsessed with her. I want to be her when I grow up too. So definitely those three.
Absolutely. And then what advice would you give to your younger self?
Trust yourself. Trust the feelings that you feel inside. Trust the nudges you feel inside, and know that what you feel inside is real.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This has been really, really awesome. And I feel like it's going to be extremely helpful for a lot of writers. So where can listeners find you kind of on and around the internet? Where can they buy your books, where they can follow along and with your journey?
Yeah. So you can go to jenniferblanchard.net. That's my main website. You can, there's links for my books, tons of free stuff, lots of hundreds and hundreds of blog posts about writing. If you're interested in the more spiritual side of the writing mindset, energy type stuff, then you can go to feelgoodlifecenter.com. I just launched something that's really cool, all about finding your feel good in life and your creativity and all of that. So, those are the two places. And then of course I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, and all those links are on my website.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks to you guys for listening, and thanks so much to Jennifer for sharing such fantastic information with us. If you're playing along at home, here's your assignment for the week. Come up with your own morning time mindset ritual and do it every day this week, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day. Remember the three parts Jennifer walked us through. First is clearing, getting rid of all the thinking that no longer serves you. Next is intention, focus on what you're choosing for yourself this week. And finally, visualizing, feeling the emotions of success as if it's already true for you. I guarantee you, you'll see a difference in your productivity and your writing as you reprogram your brain. Maybe you're in a rut surrounded by negative people in your life and you need a community like Jennifer mentioned to help lift you up. Well, that's the goal of our private Script Blast Facebook group. Everyone is welcome to join. Just search Script Blast on Facebook or visit facebook.com/groups/scriptblast. You can check out more resources at scriptblast.com. And as always, you can reach me at hudson@scriptblast.com. I would love to hear more about your daily mindset practice. Next week, we will be talking about goal setting with screenwriter and professional script reader Samantha Wilson. Until then, keep writing.